Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid. Yeah. Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
What's going on, guys? Good afternoon, traders. Welcome to another podcast on blogtalkradio.com. Traders Network Live Power Hour podcast brought to you by equityfeed.com. If you're looking for the best charts, the best data around, check them out, equityfeed.com. 14-day free trial, no credit card required. Right now, this podcast is pretty much five mistakes that traders make. We're streaming live over on TickerTV/HedgeStreet. Check us out. And I want everybody right now to go hit that like button. Please share this on Twitter. Share the live stream on Twitter. Share it on Facebook. Like the hell out of it. Punch it in its face. We're growing community over here at HedgeStreetTrading.com. The network is growing. The new site's on its way. We're taking new traders and making them profitable traders by not doing these five mistakes. Not having the proper tools. The averaging down, going too big. And my favorite, as we're going to talk about right now, is vengeance trading. Vengeance. Where comes from vengeance? Losing too much money in the market. How you're losing too much money in the market? Because you don't have the proper tools. You're going too big. You don't do the one thing you have to do is cut your losses short. So you buy into it because you got to make that $500 back because you want to go to the club on the weekend. So what do? You go in another stock. And you don't know jack, jimmy, crack, corn about the stock, but you're going in. You're going in hard. Baby, I go hard, right? You're going in. And you don't care what the stock does or what it does. All you want to do is make $500 back that you lost. And then what happens? Hate to break it to you. You're going to lose again. And you'll probably lose the other $500 because you don't know when to actually cut your losses short. Now you're really pissed off. Now you think the game is rigged. You think the game is rigged. Number one, if you have a shitty broker, you're going to be saying that a lot. If you trade over at TD Ameritrade, Scottrade, E-Trade, you're going to be saying that a lot because their fillings suck. They show your orders way too soon before they even get filled. Your orders are just out there. Everybody and their mother can see. If you're not dealing with a direct access broker like Cobra Trading, SureTrader, SpeedTrader, LightSpeed, I recommend. Even TradeStation. If you're not with a direct access broker, you're pretty much fucked. Everybody goes over to TD Ameritrade and Thinkorswim because they think their software is awesome. Their software sucks. Saying, vengeance. You're pissed off because you keep on losing money. So now you're just throwing money out the window. Now you're just throwing into anything to make money back. And you're not making really good decisions. You're not being rational. You're being so, like a little bitch. You're being so emotional. And you don't know what you're doing. So you're just losing money hand over fist, constantly just losing money because you don't have the proper plan. You don't have the pre-market. You don't have the pre-plan during and the after. You don't have it. You don't have those three steps to become a profitable trader. You're not going with your plan whatsoever. You're just throwing money out the window. You're throwing it out the window, and you're not making a really good decision. You can't have vengeance when you trade. You have to actually... I say this over and over again. You have to detach yourself from the money. Once you can detach yourself from the money and don't be so emotional about it and just trade the stock how it's supposed to be traded, you're going to make so much money. It's very easy. So you got those three steps. I want you to write these three steps down. You got the before, you got the during, and you got the after. So we can call it pregame, game time, postgame. Got those three steps to plan your trade. And you're doing it in that order and do it to perfection. You're going to become an extremely profitable trader. There's something wrong with paper trading in the beginning. Going over a certain strategy. Just practicing doing stop losses. Practicing how the swings work. Just doing all this to gear yourself up to actually do it. Then, go do it in the market. You don't kind of go too big in the beginning, guys. Actually, I recommend you starting with 500 to 1,000 and just training that and see how long that money actually stays in your account. If you're still doing this after a few months, still have the most of the money in your account, you're very close to actually allowing you to risk more money to actually get bigger gains. The name of trading is, honestly, survival. It really is survival of the fittest. It's about actually keeping the money in your account and growing it. You're going to have your good trades, you're going to have your bad trades. But your bad trades ain't going to be that bad if you actually use a risk management strategy. If you actually use a stop loss. If your account's very small, say your account's a 500 to 1,000, I 100% recommend a stop loss. Where you only want to lose 25 to 30. That's pretty much it, because the smaller, say you got a $1,000 account, 25 to 30, it's about 3 to 4 cents down, and when it goes up to, and you want to look to sell around 7 to 10 cents, so you're gonna make around, say, roughly around $70 per trade if you get the high point you want. You're gonna get around 60 to 70, even 40 is okay. 40 is okay. Let's do 40 to 70. You're going to make around. You're going to lose around 25 to 30. You understand what I'm saying? That's around your spread. That's okay. You can live with those small losses. If you're not using them, you're going to, in a small account, your $25 to $30 loss is going to turn into 60. 70, 100, maybe even 200. Depends how much you're risking, you know? You could take a lousy $25 loss and turn it into a $100 loss really quick in this game. You're not using risk management strategy. You're setting yourself up for fail. Okay? It happens. It happens to the best of them. The best thing to do is use a stop loss. It's going to save you. You want to be saved, don't you? I know I do. Please let me know if I'm coming in clear. Just say something in the chat over in the live stream. Just say something. Be like, what's going on? Let me know. I want to make sure you're getting all this. Anyone. All I gotta say is yo or yeah, something. Oh man, my viewers are leaving. What the fuck? I'm back in action again, guys. Okay. Right now we're looking at FAT, and as you can see, the spread is still extremely wide, right, guys? 676, 680 is too wide. I don't recommend it at all. I really don't. You're already down 4 cents if you buy on the ask. If you buy right now at 680, you're already down 4 cents. You don't want that. How can you set up a stop loss in this? You can't. It's too wide. So if you go over the 5 keywords I have on mistakes that new traders make in the next stream, and my next video coming out is going to be 5 keywords on what you should do to become a profitable trader. And you do these over and over and over again as practice, you will become a profitable trader. You'll be trading the right way. And that's what I want you to do at Hedge Tree Trading. I want you to trade the right way. Right now, 681 to 694. That 694 is nice, guys, right? But you're down already. Stuff like this just baffles me. Dude, my Comcast connection is mint, guys. I have zero dropped frames. Zero. It's just awesome. Whew. Talking about. Over on my podcast, over on blogtalkradio.com/TradersNetworkLive. We have an interview possibly on this Friday for the 3:30 hour. We possibly have an interview with a startup company called Startup Panel, which is crowdfunding that takes companies public and provides entrepreneurs with the capital they need to start their business. I know the guy who started it. He's an awesome cat. He's also Portuguese. You know, you gotta love those Portuguese people, you know. Ronaldo, Figo. You know. Nelly Furtado. So, it's gonna get him on for an interview. And I got some interesting follows lately over on Twitter, which maybe I could connect with them also. Some good media outlets. What was up for networking? You guys don't know, over on the podcast, we're right now streaming live over on TickerTV/HedgeStreet, and we're looking at the stock FATE with a crazy, crazy spread right now. 694 with the 713 ask, and we literally saw this go from 630s all the way up to 7, but the spread's too wide, so you can't buy a wide spread. You're already down 12 cents as soon as you buy into this on the ask, but the ask keeps it going higher when a spread just stays wide like that. See, stocks like that get you caught quick. Or you believe, you buy in, you can just wait, and you'll make money. But sooner or later, the buying dries up. When people stop buying on the ask, and the thing just comes tumbling down, and you're caught. You're caught in it huge. See, now it's a good buy right now. 715 bid with 15,100 shares with 719 ask. Now we're gonna see that. Now we're gonna see if this can hold up. Now this is somewhat decent. Wow. How high can this damn thing go? We literally saw this in the 630s, and we literally watched it go all the way up to 735. But the spread was so wide, I couldn't buy in. Now the spread's becoming tighter. Now it's extremely tight, 730. Oh, wow. It's pretty cool, guys. You guys can right now spread the word on Facebook about the stream, Stock Twits, Twitter, iHub, if you're on iHub, anywhere. Spread the word, guys. We're growing communities. It's our second time live streaming. We'll be live streaming again tomorrow and possibly on Friday also. We look at the stream 2 to 3 times a week with our podcast. Stream started a half an hour before the podcast to get it going to lead up into the podcast. I'm looking to match my stream views with my podcast views. I get around 40 listeners podcast. Nothing huge, but to me it's pretty big. I want to get 40 viewers on a live stream. Well, I can live stream anytime I want. Podcast, I only can do one podcast a day. Live stream, I can come on here tonight. I can come on here anytime I want. I can live stream for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or long, many hours as I want. It's all up to how the feedback I'm getting. So the first few podcasts, I don't really care about the views. I just want to get the message out there. Spread the word, guys. That's how people find me, spreading the word. Now we're looking for another stock, so we're going to go over to, I was looking at this earlier. Which is FTNR. It was starting to break out. Then it broke my support line I made right there. And it dipped into the second support line. And it started to fade out. Which is why I didn't buy it. If it actually stayed and rode this line right here, I was going to buy it. But it faded and went sideways. And I said, fuck you. There's another stock that I've been watching, which is ICLD, 328, 329. Now, if you bought in right now on the low at 318, you're up pretty nice right now. You're up real nice. So the stock we had on watch today over at Head Street Trading, that's up pretty decent. Want to become a successful trader? We got the goods over here at Head Street Trading. You can believe that. Fuck Prince's stocks. She went from the massage parlor to a bar. Was she a shot girl now? I'm just saying. Coming out making statements, acting like Apple's gonna fall off. People are gonna leave Apple because there's too much cash. Get out of here. Never heard that in my life. Guys don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about some little princess who doesn't belong in this game whatsoever. Make a statement. McDonald's is going to go out of business. They just opened up like 40 chains and freaking like over in Southeast Asia. Doing crazy ass numbers over in Asia. They're going to go out of business. Just because Americans are over on a healthy kick doesn't mean the rest of the world is. Alright? Trust me. Over in Kuwait, you got McDonald's in every corner. And our proud servicemen would take some McDonald's over that roti. No disrespect to any Middle Easterns out there. I'm cool with you. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum salah. I know the Arabic now. So no disrespect to you guys, but I'm sure a serviceman would prefer the old number one. Over the roti. No disrespect. I'm just saying. I'm sure I'm going to hate me all over that now. All my Christian students. Oh my God, you're speaking the terrorist language. I gotta stop. I don't want to get kicked off Thicker TV. Oh man, right now it's at 3. We're looking at ICLD 342 with a 345 ash. There's around 3,000 shares, 2,900 shares over 342 with around 8,000 at 345. Now we're at 344 with 343. Starting to flash a little. There we go, it's flashing. 343, 346. Starting to come up. The 341s are about to come up. There's about 1, 2, 3, 3 boxes at 341. And there's only one box at 346, which means we're about to see a bid of 341 with the ask of 342. Oh, the 345s are coming up now. Three boxes. There we go. 342 bid with the 345 ass. That's too wide. That has to change it. So either the bid has to move up or the ass has to go down. Hope you guys are enjoying the live stream and the podcast, guys. I'm having a blast right here. Next week, we're going to do some live trading. I'm going to have probably, I'm going to live stream the whole entire day. And I'm just going to trade the whole entire day. That's going to be interesting. I don't know when next week, it's going to be next week or the following week. I'm not sure yet. And I might do a Google Hangout on Saturday. So stay tuned for that. We'll hang out for like an hour or so. Answer your questions and so forth. And you guys want to call into the podcast right now, the number is 646-649-0905, I'll answer your question. Again, 646-649-0905. Yeah. Here's that 341 with that 342. I saw it coming, guys. 343 is about to pop up, though. There's two boxes at 343. Here's that 343. That's why I am a level 2 genius. 344. Let's go. It's going to come back down. There's too many boxes on the base head for 342. There's 1, 2, 3... four boxes for 3,100 shares, 3,100 shares, 33, here's at 343, this is big so you guys can see all of it, there we go, 345 is trying to sneak up on the bid side, we're about to see a 344 bid with a 345 ask. Three 40s is about to pop. They're starting to pop up on the screen now, too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 boxes at 340. 340 is about to come up. Here we go. Here comes the 340. Here comes the 340. Here's that 340. I saw that coming, boys. 3,100 shares at 340. 1, 2, 3, 4 boxes at 338. 338 is about to pop up now. There's 2,300 shares at 338. Woohoo! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 boxes. Wow. There's 3,000 shares on the 338. 338 is about to pop up. Has the run come to a stop? Has the run stopped? And, oh my god, 4,600 shares at 338. 338 are popping off. 5,800 shares at 336. 3,700 shares at 338. It's gonna go into a mental breakdown. Get to the chopper. I can do voiceovers. Let's do it right now. Let's do it in Italian. So, T, you traded today? Christopher, not on my plate. Forget about it. It's a big situation. You know, I got sell. Got that bastard fucking car of mine. Not on my plate. I make kid. All he does all day is sit on his ass in his underwear and play video games. Do not over here. And my wife. She banging the freaking priest. Forget about it. Oh, some tea. That was too much I had to know. Why, you asked me how my day was. I told you. Okay. Army guard. I am a stock genius. My name is Asif Ali Armigod. All I do is dredge ducks. I get the stock money. Then I buy 7-Eleven. Oh, yes, my friend. I buy my 7-Eleven. Daytime. Daytime. I'm stuck today. Now. I'm back. Welcome back to the podcast, guys. If you're just joining right now, we're looking at ICLD 667 with the 668 ask is running with the Wolves right now. And I missed my opportunity to buy in because I was doing awesome Russian voiceovers. Which that Russian one was on point. Nikolai. Yari, this is what we do over here. We trade the group pump. But right now I'm not going to group pump. I'm going with Intercloud Systems. ICLD. That looks very good. Undervalued. Only $3.65 there, Yari. Okay, Nikolai. I trust you. But make sure you do a good job. You know what's going to happen if you keep losing. Putin's going to make a visit. Putin's not going to do nothing. Okay, Nikolai. Okay, here comes the Middle Eastern one. My name is Hassel Tavi. Right now, I'm looking to trade Intercloud Systems, ICLD, 369 bid with the 369 ask, or 368 bid, 369 ask, gotta make all my friends. Oh, it's going down, oh shit, going down. Oh no, there goes the family vacation. It has to go higher, I got to buy more 7-Elevens, oh it is. Daytime, stock trader, family business. Convenience stores, nighttime. I also do customer service for Frontier, because AT&T got sold out. Haha. Now, no more AT&T. Now I'm Frontier. When you call, I answer the phone. I tell you, what color is your modem? Is it blinking red or is it blinking yellow? Then I tell you, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience that is causing you at this time. But don't worry, I'm on the job. I'm going to help you. My name is John. I'm going to make sure you get your service back on so you can trade more stocks. So you can go buy ICLD, Intercloud Systems. All this, my friend. All this. La, 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 la. No disrespect for Middle Eastern viewers or listeners. I'm doing a lot. I'm cool with y'all. But it's being entertaining. This is what I do. When you guys are going to see something live, but it's okay. I'll put on a student right here. That's what I do. Back to... Oh, all right, let's Let's talk about that. A lot of guys who start out trading, their accounts are less than 25K, and they can't day trade. So they get into the already used amount of day trades they can for the week. And then what happens is they actually start to bank on a stock they're in, and they can't sell it because they're out of day trades for the week. And what happens is they're going to lose. They're going to lose money now. Because the stock's not going to go higher. It's going to stay put where it is. And he's done for the week. Even if you look to trade tomorrow or the next day or the next day after that, he can't sell out of this. He is done. Done for. It's not going to be higher tomorrow. It's going to come down back in price. And he's getting screwed. The order to stop this while it's 100 count with 25K. But if you can't, open up an account over at SureTrader, SureTrader.com. They are a direct access broker. They offer a paid platform, which is DosTrader Pro, or you can use their free web offering. If you already have a broker that offers free level 2, all you got to do is open that up, minimize the window. Like, you can use your SureTrader over in Chrome and have the other one open up in Internet Explorer. Have the level 2 up. Have it minimize the window so it's right underneath your SureTrader window. And you can trade just like that. Where you wouldn't even need the paid platform over at SureTrader. Because if you're a brand new trader and you don't have a lot of cash to begin with, you can't afford $140 a month out of your account fees, out of your account cash, just to play for a platform. You can't. So I recommend the free one to start out with. Use that. And if the other broker you have offers free level 2, I do that so you can have level 2 to trade with. When it comes to trading, level 2 is everything. You get to pretty much see how the run's going to happen before it happens. But it shows you every single order, guys. I have every single market maker trading ICLD right now. Every single one. And I see everything. It gives me the sizes, so I see everybody's size order. I see everything. There's a cat right now over at CHIC market maker who wants to buy 17,000 shares at 342. I see that. I see everything. All you need to trade stocks is time, the price, and the shares. Time of sales and level 2. That's all you need. That's all you need to learn how level 2 works. Like 367 is about to pop up. Here comes 367. There you go. Here's 367 now. That was running now. That was 371. See, I can tell where the orders are going to go just from this of the boxes. I can see it. And they come up in more than one box. The move. Like 373s are here. Now let's look at the bid side. There's two at 369 and there's one, two, three at 371. So three, a whole bunch, 373.